game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's March 21st, 2017. Slim, it's the semifinals. We're here.
What I'm playing for. This is it. The one week of the year that everything matters.
The semifinals? Don't care so much about the finals?
Yeah. The semifinals is the week. That's the one.
Well, that is true. When we talked about making the head-to-head playoff schedule tiers, you always weigh the semis more than the finals or the first round.
I had a team that made it through the first round and is now in the semifinals, and that team didn't really, wasn't really paying too much attention to the playoff schedules, truthfully. But 250 League got a bye in the first round, and, I've been trying to buy Goose for a while just because of that bye, but never quite able to.
Yeah, so...
I'd be out-gaming my guy in that bye, I don't know. It's got to be close to 8 or 9 games.
Oh, my God. Speaking about gaming, did you read the REL update I put up today?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I'm playing the Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, and Maurice Spates owner just because that's the ultimate FU to having 15 games go against you from three guys.
Some bad news, too.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, OKC only plays 3 this week.
I thought they played 4.
I looked it up.
Huh.
Yeah, I got Steven Adams. I actually dropped Steven Adams in my 250 because, I need a stream spot, and he only gave me 2 more this week.
Oh, well, I falsely reported that. Why did I think that they... Maybe I was thinking of the finals too early. I didn't even look it up. It's something that I just thought I knew. Huh. Mm.
Yeah, that's a bit of a disadvantage now.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can make it up if Doc... Benches a lot of the team, one of these games?
Sure, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great. The number 4 team I'm against and the number 6 team, highest Greg Kite, both making ridiculous deadline trades. And
I lost to him, I can't remember his name. Changed it mid-season. That always gets me.
Yeah, he shall not be named if you change your team name halfway through.
he didn't get Wade to work out, but still, it was enough. I didn't do it, and I had some good, Vonleh had a heck of a week for me. DeLon Wright had a nice little week, but, fell a little short.
Yeah. What about the rest of your teams? How'd they do?
Well, the JB and Slim, I benched a couple guys on Sunday to take turnovers by 2. I tend to stream a guy who goes the last game as possible on Sunday just in case I need to bench him.
That's a good idea.
That's common.
Yeah, you had 10 turnovers on the final day with a couple guys on your bench while he had 16. Man, those are close.
I benched 3 turnovers and I won turnovers by 2. So, if I start those guys.
Oh, so close.
Hide steals, so who knows what would have happened. I mean, I won field goal percent by 0.002, free throw by 0.006. I mean, it was a 428 field goal and a 728 free throw that both won the category.
Oh, brutal shooting week from both teams,
I should not have won, but hey.
Hey, that's what happens in a week-to-week matchup. Let's see, I advanced in 2 of my 3 teams that were in the quarterfinals. I had 1 team with a bye in the RCLs. My 1 team that lost all because of mother effing Damian Lillard. What a freaking week. Jesus.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That's the only reason I was even close in the REL.
Yeah.
But that was, 9 threes on Sunday?
Yeah, hit 9 threes. Well, the thing is he shot 55%, scoring 141 points. I lost field goal percentage by .004, and I lost by 28 points.
Yeah, but 16 assists on the week? That's kind of rough.
Yeah, I won assists by a ton. So that wouldn't have swung it. It's just he completely swung those. I mean, that's so much field goal percentage for a guy that, shoots 42% usually.
Yeah, gave 19 threes for the week.
Yeah, I lost by 18 threes, so that one wasn't too close. This was my, this was my Giannis and Wall team. And I just, that's why I won assists, but Giannis didn't have a great week. Yeah, one blocks by luck, but anyway, I've got three teams still alive for some RCL titles, so I hope to win those. On today's show, we're going to recap the headlines from the weekend. We got Zubac bouncing back. We got a tiny sun staying bright. Perhaps a new king to pick up. I don't know. I'm going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid and then preview tonight's games with our 30-point Dallas picks.
Y'all ready for this?
The Slim D'Angelo Russell ended last week on a high note, which he sorely needed because he was at a career low, an NBA low, just a couple games ago, which we brought up on the last podcast, but goes 40 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals with 7 threes against the Cavs. Starting next to Clarkson, you like them starting together or what?
Sure, but it sounds like they're going to give Clarkson the chance to be the point guard, and they want D'Angelo to be the 2 guard.
Does that really change much, though? It's not like he was...
Clarkson's going to have the ball in his hands a lot more, and D'Angelo's supposed to shoot more. So, yeah, it's we should see the turnovers come down, the scoring go up. But the assists should come down, too.
The assists were never great to begin with. Even last year, only 3.3, given it probably was better in the second half. But I don't know. Obviously, it sounds like, and I think we both agree, that this is way better for Clarkson than a change for Russell, right?
Oh, yeah. Because Russell's still going to have those, shoot 25% days.
Yeah, like he did most
even
of the week.
Even with the scoring, it's going to hurt still.
Yeah.
What did Clark go in that game? 19-3-6?
Yeah.
Okay.
21-5-2 the game before that. Still not huge assist totals for Clarkson, but say he ends this year in that starting point guard role. I mean, the minutes are way up now. And he kind of goes in as the starting point guard, quote-unquote, next year. Where are we going to put Clarkson? Because he's a guy we both liked, was really inconsistent to start the year, just didn't do enough.
Walton doing that to us. I feel like his per 36s weren't hurt. It was just the minutes. Like, with Nick Young getting way too many.
That was annoying.
Who's the other one? Sweet Lou, how could you take Sweet Lou out of the lineup the way he was playing?
Yeah,
I kind of get that.
He was, worth it. Who else were they were playing? Didn't they play Calderon a little bit for one stretch of time? Maybe a little Huertas?
Not on purpose, probably.
Not on purpose. They accidentally put him in.
yeah, called a number and, they play a lottery over there when the guys come in.
Hey, the Lakers are used to lotteries lately, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good at it, actually.
speaking of non-lottery, how about Zubac after the bad game against Houston where he racked up foul troubles? 18-8-1 against Milwaukee on Friday, then 10-6-2 with a block against Cleveland. Shot well over 50%, made both his free throws but didn't take many. Good little bounce back there. You're holding on to him, right?
Sure. I still have him in the one league I've got him. 35% owned, not available in any of my other leagues. So, it's the savior of the world, isn't he?
He is the savior of the world.
It's 19-minute games, though. That needs to stop.
He will save any person stuck high in a tree, person or kitten.
What a nice guy.
What else? He'll put out a whole city block that's on fire, which if you... it's actually true. A whole city block of Raleigh last week caught on fire.
Okay, Colin Zubac.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow no one, at least last I looked, got injured. It was a construction site for a building. The whole thing caught on fire. Like one of those huge skyscraper cranes fell over. And like... And it was unbelievable. You could see smoke on the weather radar. It was so much. Yet no one got injured because it was a construction site.
Okay, that's good.
You should check out a video of that.
I hope there's video of it.
Oh, yeah. They had helicopters going over while it was on fire like the whole night. It was pretty wild. You should Google it. Speaking of big things on fire, How about Papa Giannis? Well, he's not really on fire, but he's okay. He's doing Zubac-ish things.
That's my boy right there. Yeah, I'm a big fan. He should overtake Colley Stein long term.
Why is he your
starting center long term right there?
Since when is he your guy? I've never heard you talk about him as your guy.
Oh, as soon as Cousins got traded, I said he was the guy to watch. He's the upsidey one here. Not Skull, not Colley Stein. It's Papa.
I don't know.
I loved what he did the D-League. He was, you know, up there with the league leaders in the D-League.
I think long-term it's
great
possible.
Great free-throw shooter. Doesn't turn the ball over. Good rebounder. It's just everything you want.
So he's
Zubac, but a lottery pick, right?
Well, he was technically a lottery pick, even though he went higher than people expected. Maybe. I mean, he's played well. Last two games, 14-11 with an assist, a steal, and a block. Then against the Spurs in a good game, 6 points, 10 rebounds, another steal, and another block. I don't know. I could see him coexisting with Colley Stein, right? You go smaller with Colley Stein if you want to, you know, play the power forward. I think Colley Stein's malleable enough to play the four or the backup.
Sure, but I think they want to give Skull a big-time look since he's shooting threes. It's hard not to take the guy shooting threes as your power forward these days.
Couldn't just the three of them do it? The thing I'm worried about Papa Giannis is the Valanciunas effect. I mean, I guess the same with Zubac.
They're not even from the same part of the world. What's the problem here? Oh, you think minutes? No,
yeah,
Cousins
yeah.
being gone, just the cream of the crop will come to the top, I'm sure of it.
Well, okay, maybe next year. This year, you agree it's going to be inconsistent with the experimenting. Remember we did that last show?
Yeah, I'll go north of 20 minutes the rest of the year, though. I'd say in a 16-er, I think he should be out there.
He is totally
Zubac 2.0 right now, for sure.
Totally agree with all that. I just mean, like, long-term, dynasty. If you can still make dynasty moves, ads, etc.
I would take him over Colley Stein, absolutely. And Skull. I think he's the guy. Maybe it's a bit of a gamble. I mean, he's younger. Colley Stein's, what, 23, 24 maybe?
Yeah, he's a little older. I haven't seen the
Papa's
last two games.
Still 19. Ooh, hasn't even turned 20.
He's a young Greek. The NBA loves their young Greeks, right?
Yeah, and I'm not even going to attempt to actually pronounce his name. I know it's wrong.
Do it. Try it anyway. It's easier than Mahalem.
That sounds so bad. I always think because it's not George, so it's got to be George, right?
Giorgio.
Or is that too, like, Norwegian? Georgios?
Why Norwegian? He's from Greece. Why Norwegian?
Well, just that your sound.
Like a fjord?
Yeah, see? Yeah, you get it.
All right, Slim, if you wanted to see Fjordio Papa Norwegian play basketball, you wanted to check him out in the Sacramento area, I have a feeling tickets would be pretty cheap, but you know where you'd find him the cheapest, right, Slim?
Oh, I know.
Oh, you know. The answer is obviously SeatGeek. It's the best way to get your concert and game tickets. It's always better to see things live and up close in person this season, so you need to check out the SeatGeek app now. It's the easiest way to find and buy tickets. Just with a few taps, you just search for the game, really user-friendly. They'll show you the venue map. You'll see all the deals all over the venue seating, and you can pick the best deal for you. Every ticket's backed by their guarantee, and everyone's given a grade based on value, so you'll definitely find the best bang for your buck. And best of all, our listeners from Basketball Nation is going to get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZZNBA, RAZZNBA, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 free after you're making your first purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZNBA today. All right, what else we got here? From the Kings, from one bad team to the West to another bad team to the West. How about Tyler Ulis, man? Looking pretty good.
Yeah, sure. If his threes were falling, it'd be pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, what'd he shoot? 7 for 24 his last game, I think.
Yeah, there's that. there's not enough free throws really for what's happening. So, you know, is it going to be this way forever? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, the weekend was great. 19-4-8 against Orlando, 17-3-11 with three steals against Detroit. The minutes, 40-plus the last two.
Yeah,
39-plus.
No threat at all anywhere.
Yeah, the last three. I mean, okay, so I guess you own them, no question, in redraft league. So what about Dynasty? Are they going to for sure hold Bledsoe? Do you think he's got point guard of the future written on him? Is he too small? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think he's really all that small. What do they list him at? 5'10"? I guess that's
kind of small. We're both tall guys. We're both taller than Ulis.
Well, you know, you could argue Isaiah's working, right?
Yeah, but does Ulis have that kind of offensive upside? Obviously not.
Well, it took Isaiah a little bit to get his, right? He didn't have a starting job for a while.
No, but
I think they run Bledsoe out there. What is he, 27? Signed till 2019. Yeah, no, I think Ulis off the bench is perfect. He'll be fine. He'll be draftable. It'll be good.
He'll be draftable next year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why can't he can play next to Bledsoe, sure.
In standard 12ers, do you think he'll be draftable?
Yeah, I think he could get – well, you think Phoenix is going to be good next year?
Well, no. But are
you going to play at the end of the year again next year, I think.
Yes. That I could see.
I think he'll absolutely start the year as the backup point guard, no question. And now we got more issues with Bledsoe's knees. You know, there's
it
could be sooner rather than later next year.
It just seemed like completely cautionary soreness, and he didn't have an injury to him. I don't know if you're going to be able to hold Ulis all year. I don't think he's going to do enough. I mean, that's a roster spot where you're not adding, you know, the guys that came off the wire all through the season.
So what do you – to draft him in, you know, as a – so you can take him as a flyer at 150 in any 12er. I mean, there's no reason not to.
I mean, him and another mix of 50 guys.
No, I'm not calling him top 100 with everybody healthy.
No,
but there's minutes there to be had. I mean, Knight's, you know,
Knight's
no threat.
Gone. He's got both legs out the door.
So, yeah, I think there's minimum 16, 18 minutes with the upside for 26 to 28.
I just don't see how you can own that out of the gate.
That's with everybody healthy. I don't know. If the assist, because, you know, he's got some minute games here. You know, 21 minutes, 7 assists. 23 minutes, 8 assists. 17 minutes, 7 assists. I mean, he's still helping.
Yeah, but that's like T.J. McConnell. And I mean, that's like...
Yeah, who's been owned this entire time. And McConnell's doing that in what?
Yeah, but...
38 minutes?
Yeah, but the Sixers don't have a 38-minute-per-game start. Like, Bledsoe and Booker are going to start and play a ton next year. At least, theoretically.
A ton? There's enough minutes for a third guard.
Maybe they'd have to run a really tight three-man. Don't you forget about Leandro Barbosa!
I've forgotten.
All right,
the only thing you got to worry about is there's, you know, so many point guards coming up in this next draft.
Yeah, that could be a thing. They could trade Brandon Knight for another guard. I don't know. I mean,
but, I'll take... Yeah, it's completely different and not comparable at all. But in a dynasty, I might take Papa over Ulis.
Yeah, I think I might too, because I think there's more chance of we're gonna go in and be happy with him as a starter than Ulis.
Yeah, there's by far less, you know, competition that's been signed and all that.
Exactly. To his teammate, Ulis's teammate, T.J. Warren. Not a huge weekend, but still really good. I mean, the game against Orlando was great. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Then against Detroit, only 15 points in 45 minutes, but 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. With Devin Booker out, he has a little ankle thing going on. He might get limited down the way. This could be a really strong finish for T.J. Warren.
Sure, but it might get him overdrafted next year. Like, this shot blocking, where's that coming from?
I know. Well, all of it's weird. All of a sudden, he made his free throws a lot better. He stopped shooting threes, which is good for him. But yeah, the D stats way up.
That's really good for us. So what do we say? He maxes out at what, like a DeRozan?
Yeah, I mean, that was what we talked about. That's what we talked about at the beginning of the season, is that he could be DeRozan with pretty good field goal percentage. Obviously, there's a lot of mouths to feed when all the Suns are healthy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm worried about. And Chris, Chris is pretty good.
Yeah, Chris looks awesome. That was a great call by both of us. I know you called it first at the beginning of the year, but there was too much turbulence for the first 3 or 4 months to feel great about holding him. But at some point, we were both completely on it.
It hasn't really even blown up yet. He's still getting minutes in the mid-20s.
Yeah, it could end really strong.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
All right, let's look at some other guys. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about Solomon Hill?
there's pie.
That's actually a lot higher than I thought, giving him over a 3.
Depends on your league, I guess. There's, like, no wing there.
I know. Well, he had the crazy game. 30 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists against Houston. I think that was one.
He was picked up in one of my 12ers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one. I think Cousins was out that game. Then with everyone around, 13, 5, and 5 with 3 steals, 35 minutes, 2 threes. And his last 4 games, all but one of them have been usable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the, 24, 26, 27. So we're looking at Houston, at Denver, and then at Utah isn't ideal. But, that Houston-Denver matchup and then the extra game from Utah, maybe.
Yeah, someone to keep on your radar. I don't know if I'm...
No, come on. No.
Yeah, okay. Rashawn Holmes had a good week and good weekend last week. And Jahlil Okafor, something's up with him, and I completely forgot what it is. But he's... looking like he might miss some time to end the season. How much do you like Rashawn Holmes to close out the year?
Pretty good. I mean, it's okay. Looks like they're probably going to keep him under 30 would be my guess.
Man, Okafor has knee soreness.
I trust Holmes over Papa the rest of the year.
Oh, you have to. I mean, his D stats are really good lately. 2 steals, 4 blocks his last game.
Sure, but he's closer to like a 1 block per game kind of guy in the past 10 to 12.
Sure, but also 1 steal
in the past 10. But 1 steal, which I don't know if Papa's quite going to get there.
A little bit more of a score.
It's close.
Okay.
But Holmes probably isn't owned anywhere. He's, 48% owned?
Wow, he's up that high already. Okay. I mean, it should be higher, but there's so many dead leagues and teams that...
Yeah, there's a lot out there right now. I mean, there's a lot of options.
Speaking of one of those options, his teammate, Timothy Luwawu. Remember how much I liked Luwawu out of the draft?
Yeah, he took his time to get minutes. But yeah, it's been interesting lately.
It's pure Thragnoff. It's not great. But 2 threes, 1 3, 2 threes, 3 threes, last 4 games, at least 10 points. Not bad, got a steal in 5 of the last 7. It's low end, but he should be on the radar for some Thragnoffin.
Yeah. This is kind of helping him get a role for next year.
Yeah.
It's not impossible he'll get a little niche.
Yeah, little backup wing.
He's still so young, right?
Yeah, he's a little older than we'd hope. He was born in 95, so he's what, like 22?
Yeah, soon to be.
Yeah, about to turns 22 in May.
Yeah. It's, maybe.
Yeah.
But he's what? Crabby maybe at best?
Something like that. Yeah, that might be kind of the upside. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Jeremy Lin's hurt again.
What year is it? Gotta double check.
He's on the Knicks, and there's this phrase called Linsanity. I don't know if it'll catch on.
Yeah, he went down during that.
Did he get hurt?
That was not a completely healthy experiment.
Nah. Well, he hurt his ankle again. He's going to be doubtful for tonight's games. They're going to start Spencer Dinwiddie the rest of the season. At least that's what Kenny Asshat just said. We haven't done a Kenny Asshat reference in a while.
Yeah, he's earned it though.
He's been.
Oh, you know, I'm not a big fan of Dinwiddie. He's got too many issues with this game.
His last one was good though, right? 18 points.
Yeah, okay.
Seven assists in 30 minutes.
3% owned. That's about right.
Any chance by the end of the week we're putting him in that Brogdon Kojo range?
Ah, just don't see it.
Okay.
He will not. Doesn't matter what role, what if you're starting or not. He's not going to play a guy big minutes.
Yeah, I hate ass. I hate the Nets. Ugh.
Yeah, I really dislike the Nets for fantasy. It's really getting annoying.
If he's still there next year, we're not going to have any net ranked well, are we?
No. What he did to Lopez this year with all those healthy DNPs.
Oh my god! What is Lopez's per 36? I bet are insanity. Let me look it up real quick.
It's all in what, almost top 40.
Oh, I bet it's way higher than that for his.
It's like a 47% on the year shooting. That kind of hurts.
Yeah, but he made quadrillion threes.
5.2 boards, 2.5 turnovers. Come on, this has always had issues.
I don't care. What go through his fun numbers? Why is he such a Debbie Downer?
You know, 2.5 assists, half a steal, 1.7 blocks, 20 points.
1.7 blocks, 20 points, and how many threes?
1.8.
Oh, my God. That's so fun.
Sure. But that's, that's not getting a – that's not winning your league. That's got issues. 5.2 boards out of a big man is – you have to make up for that somewhere.
Yeah,
you can't win.
That's always been an issue.
2.5 turnovers out of a center, that's not – you don't want that.
That's not horrible, though.
He's not close to. I would take Gobert out of him over him every single time.
I will too. I mean,
he's well outside the second round. Third round,
no question.
Not with that coach.
Not
63
with the Nets.
Games on the year so far.
Late third round, early fourth round, even on the Nets, I might be thinking about it.
It's about a 40 overall.
Yeah, that's fine. I get maybe I. I thought his numbers for this year might be better, but that's not weighing in the DMPs and all that hoopla. Go ahead. Sorry.
That is no fun.
No fun. No fun. Anything else from you from the past few days of action?
Well, I've been still watching my Valentine.
Did you see Oubre block him, though?
Yeah. Oubre's playing? That's a bigger news story.
Not a ton. I mean, he's okay. He scored 11 points in 4 straight games. Dropped the confetti.
Yep. Sister coming up. Not turning the ball over. 2.5 threes per game. Yeah. It's a nice little streamer. The game, I streamed him because he plays, 21, 22, and then 24 against Philly.
Well, that's a really good call, actually. I might be making. I have a stream move to make him one league already because I just kept Mahimi for tonight or for last night.
Yeah, I had a choice between Valentine or Brogdon. He had a similar schedule. He goes 21, 22, and 24. And I went with Brogdon.
Interesting. I like that Valentine has one turnover in the last 4 games. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that helps. That'll help your playing time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it means he's probably not touching the ball a whole lot.
Oh, my God. Denzel Valentine's profile picture. What in the world? It's like a leaf blower's blowing in his mouth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, it does, though. You know what I'm saying.
He looks very happy to me.
He looks high as shit.
Oh, there's that. Oh, yeah. I just went for
the nail on the head there. Oh, good Lord. That is fantastic. Check out Denzel Valentine's Yahoo player picture. I had not seen that yet. That is great. All right, Slim, do you have some theme show music?
No, I got to make some up.
Oh, I got to do some. What's a fast one again?
I was thinking maybe something original. I mean,
oh, we're not that talented.
It's like, well, it's you don't have to be talented to make like techno music. So we'll just go with some. You put a little rare to it, and we're good. We got a theme song.
It's time for Das Slim is Das Stupid, the new game show from Germany.
Okay.
All right, you ready to go?
There's a political joke in there, but, you know.
I'm just going to let it go. Player A, 12.2 points.
Mm-hmm.
11.6 rebounds.
Okay, this is starting to be similar to last week.
3.8 assists.
Oh, wow, okay.
1.8 steals, 1.0 blocks.
Okay.
Pretty good line, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, depending on sample size.
These are both for the season.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, that's a lot.
53% from the field, 75% from the free throw line, 2.5 turnovers.
Ooh, okay. Well, right. I mean, you're getting the 4 assists, so, yeah, okay.
Player B, 14.
You're not getting any threes out of that, though, right?
What?
You're not getting any threes out of that, right?
No. Where's 3? 0.0. Yeah, no threes. Okay. Player B, 14 points, so you get 2 more points a game. 9.3 rebounds, so 2 fewer rebounds a game. Okay. Only 1.3 assists, so slash those into 1/3 the assists. That's a big hit. And then 1.3 steals and 1.2 blocks, so less steals, a smidge more blocks, roughly equivalent.
Fewer, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. 2.5 total stocks to 2.8. So yeah, fewer. 58% from the field, so shooting a little bit better from the field, but 63% from the free throw line, and still 2.2 turnovers.
All right. I feel like you're trying to give me a Steven Adams.
Hey! Ding, 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 ding. Good job, Slim. So that's Steven Adams per 36.
Yeah, that's like okay.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yep.
Especially since he's getting over 30 minutes, which is what actually matters, so that's solid.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you take player A's per 36s over player B's?
Well, that depends on how many actual minutes he's getting.
I'm not telling you that, and I bet you can put together who it
matters.
Is. I think you put together who it is.
No.
Yes, it is. You can do it.
Nerlens Noel.
No. You should know who it is. Who do we yell about, or I yelled about in the comments with Steven Adams at the beginning of the year? Or way in the preseason.
Guy from Golden State.
Yep, you forgot his name.
Yeah? I don't know. He's got Bakhti, that's all I know.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's Pachulia's per 36. I did not think... I mean, even you projected him for 24 minutes a game, and he only played 17.6. If Pachulia had played 24 minutes a game, he might not have been that far off from Steven Adams. Just saying.
I don't know about that.
Steven Adams, a lot of people were carrying his torch and chasing me out of the village with those torches. But, I mean, he's been fine. He hasn't been bad. But he hasn't been great either. He's off a good game against the Kings.
Well, they got him at Yahoo has him at 86 overall by per game averages. And I'm sure the season total is pretty strong. 60th for the season, total numbers.
Does stay healthy. Yeah. That helps.
Yeah. Healthy and he played big minutes. He was a phenomenal third or fourth big man. Which is where most people drafted him. Yahoo 64 was unfortunate. But even with that, I still drafted him in the 90s in an RCL. So
yeah, that was good value. So there you go.
Percent out of 88. Yeah, that's probably more than it should be.
Yep. So there you go. There's our 30-point – why do I say 30-point challenge? Thinking ahead. There's Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? You're officially not stupid because you didn't – I'm not going to dock you for not getting Zaza Pachulia's per 36s.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, 1.8 steals. How did I not know?
All right, now we can look at the 30-point challenge. Oop, I don't have the NBA scores up. Usually right before we hit record, we say Yahoo NBA schedule, but you didn't remind me this time.
You've been saying it recently.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've got... Yep, 8 games on the slate. What are we watching for here?
This game is kind of interesting to watch the Suns right now.
Yeah, I mean, Suns Heat should be fun. Man, the Heat might win again. They're so close to breaking 500. It's unbelievable.
Milwaukee, Portland are two teams that are close to 500, probably out of it and trying not to be.
Yeah, we got the battle for Los Angeles, which no one cares about. Please sit Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan in that game, right?
Oh, no. You need to get all 5.
No! I don't want to go against them for all 5. Oh, that's so annoying that I have to play the one team with 5 games in the whole playoffs in my favorite league,
man,
with their best players.
If I had my normal week at a goose, I would have won easily.
Yeah. Spurs at Wolves, Warriors at Mavericks. Man, the games kind of suck tonight.
Yeah, there's some issues.
Yeah, but obviously everyone will be watching for their fantasy teams. Taking a look at the 30-point challenge board, Slim, no one got points last week, and I looked at it. There were only 3 people that could have scored you points in either of the challenges. You ready for this?
Okay.
So one was Karl Anthony Towns on Friday.
Okay.
Someone might have thought of that. Another was Chris Middleton. That would have been quite a reach, but you never know. And then...
Giannis had a tough game.
Yeah, and then the other one was, and I can't believe no one guessed this. It was such an easy answer. Was Solomon Hill against the Rockets?
Yeah, you probably would have gotten 2 points for that one.
There was no one on Tuesday's games that even would have scored a point, and then those 3 on Friday. So, man, rough week. So don't feel bad that you didn't gain any points because no one did. Looking at the top 10 scores, which I also should have had up. Man, we are in mid-season form, aren't we, Slim?
Mid-season? Still spring training. Oh, wait.
I'm about to get rested down the stretch at this rate. We got Westbrook, Harden, Isaiah, Brown, Lillard, DeRozan, Cousins, LeBron, Kawhi, and Kyrie. So what do we got here? We have Golden State playing. Can Steph Curry please make some baskets? I will take Steph Curry.
He doesn't do it on Tuesdays and Fridays.
He never does. But I'm going to go with the Curry versus Curry narrative.
Curry versus Curry. Okay, which one you take?
I will take the Stephen version, but you can take the Seth version if you want.
Trying to find something. I'm down by what? 2 points now?
You're down by 1.5 points, so you'll need to score 2. I'm not going to give you another chance for a half point with something stupid. We'll do some of those next year again, because that was fun, but I'm not doing it this time.
It's not impossible. At least someone that's going to get enough shots. I think there's a good chance Warren gets enough shots.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, with
it's not enough. It's a tough matchup. He's not going to get Johnson though. He'll probably get Richardson, which is terrible. But
Richardson,
he'll get the shots up, so he's got the chance. And if it's a close game, somebody over there's got to score a bunch of points.
Is Richardson at least guarding well? Because his fantasy numbers have been awful in this couple starts.
Solid.
Okay, well, at least there's that. So there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Still looking at Connor with 9.5, Lissandro with 9, and the Gintern. I still didn't even... I think he clarified which one it was, and I don't remember. But those are our top commenters. Still got a couple contests left before the end of the season, so it's time for some late-season magic. Slim, we got to get out of here. We'll be back again on Thursday morning, I think. And then yeah, good luck to everyone with your semifinals this week. And we'll check in with how everything's going in a couple days. Talk to you then, man.
Yes, sir.